Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. UCLA's unexpected run through the NCAA tournament continues. The Bruins survived a series of nail-biting misses by top-seeded Michigan in the closing seconds for a 51-49 victory last night, making UCLA the fifth number 11 seed to ever reach the Final Four. They'll take on number 1 Gonzaga, which extended its perfect season last night with an 85-66 thrashing of number 6 USC. In the women's tournament, number 1 Stanford down number 2 Louisville to advance to the Final Four, 78-63, and likewise number 1 South Carolina crushed number 6 Texas, 62-34. In the NBA, the Nuggets tripped up the 76ers, 104-95, the Hornets topped the Wizards, 114-104, and the Magic surprised the Clippers, 103-96. The Jazz have confirmed that their charter flight headed to Memphis had to return to Salt Lake City yesterday after the plane struck a flock of birds on takeoff. No injuries were reported, and several players expressed gratitude for the safe landing, with Rudy Gobert tweeting, "It's a beautiful day." In the NHL yesterday, the Rangers scored 5 straight to beat the Capitals 5-2. The Bruins edged the Devils in a shootout 5-4, and the Canadiens shut out the Oilers 4-0. In NFL news, team owners have approved a plan to extend the regular season to 17 games and reduce the preseason to 3. It's the first time in 43 years the regular season has been increased. The Super Bowl will now move back a week to February 13th, which places it directly in the middle of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Coincidentally, NBC has the broadcast rights to both. Lastly, several county executives are calling on New York State to expand capacity restrictions at independent and minor league stadiums to 50%. Current state guidance allows for 20% capacity at outdoor stadiums. Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro says that limit is not sustainable for smaller venues, including Dutchess Stadium, the home of the Hudson Valley Renegades.
In order to get these teams on the field and in order to make sure these businesses can survive, and they are major businesses, in order for them to survive, 50% capacity really is necessary.
The Renegades are now an affiliate of the Yankees. Yesterday, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that collegiate sports can welcome some fans beginning April 2nd. I'm Jesse King.